Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
True Sports Foundation's Mario Smith is kind enough to join us. Mario, thanks so much for hopping on a little bit early with us this evening. And obviously, a big doings this Saturday with the All-Star game, but bigger doings with the school.
Yes. I'm in school. How you doing?
Good.
I'm just out here wrapping this stuff up on the field. And man, it's definitely a great time to talk about the school and what we have going on with the sports. So,
right.
With the school, it's just been a challenge with us for the last couple of years. And we had an opportunity to start last year, with True Prep Academy and, just building it from having 15 students to now having 60, and people starting to hear about the name and the things that we do to better our kids in the community. It's just been a wonderful process getting to where we are now.
And certainly, as you and I talked before, you know, we go back with this public versus private All-Star game, which will be at 5:30 on Friday at Mylander in Hialeah, where Dade Broward kids involved from public and private schools. It's certainly been a godsend, especially this year more so than any, because there's a lot of kids every year, Mario, that don't get a chance to sign early. They don't really have a lot of, you know, irons in the fire. But your game provides that. You get video on the game. You get experience and great coaching. Talk about that game as a, what is it, 10 years now?
This will be actually the 11th year.
Wow.
With the game. And time flies, you know. We opened up 11 years ago. 2010 on a cold night, and ever since then it's been tight games outside of two or three of the games, but like we're leaving the field now and the kids just had a mini scrimmage, something that we throw in there to have those kids get a feel before the game actually starts, you know. So it's been a game that has allowed student athletes to have scouts come down and see them, and these guys actually get out and play, you know, because these guys don't have the scholarship. So they're out here working hard, competing, and we've actually had a lot of guys that have played in this game come out and earn scholarships from just that second look. And a lot of those kids having that second look against the caliber of talent and just being all seniors boosts what they have and allows them to get to that next level. So it's been a wonderful journey in 11 years. I didn't think it was that long, but wow.
Yeah. And I remember that nice cold first game. But it was great. And just to let everybody know, we had a combine for that first game, and Alan Hearns, who's playing with the Dolphins now, was involved in that as well. Mario Smith joining us, True Foundation. And Mario, also, too, when you take a look at you know, how many opportunities this game and your school has afforded these young men to get a college education, or at least to have a chance to get one. I know the parents listening and a lot of people listening, they probably don't really realize how tough it is, you know, to achieve a college scholarship these days. And, you know, if you're not in the public light from the beginning as a five-star or star-rated athletes, the hill is extremely hard to climb. Talk about that, because I think that once you grasp achieving in the classroom, your road is a lot easier.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that we make mandatory is the kids that at least have a 2.5 and have taken the SAT or ACT. What we find is a lot of kids wait until their senior year, and that's something that they should be preparing for and taking more so right around their junior year. And it's a lot that goes into it. So the main thing is getting kids in and having them and the parents to understand what the 16 core courses they should be taking when the NCAA is coming around their senior year to look at. And that's the most important thing when they're dealing with counselors, just making sure they line up and have all those things in order. But to start off on a great foot as a ninth grader, because that's what a lot of our guys fall back on, and they have to go back and make those grades up. And a lot of them end up losing offers because they have the talent but not the grades. And I think that's very important, that's just setting the bar of where we want those grades to be, because we know that they can't even play on the NCAA level unless they have a 2.3 and a D1 level as a freshman. So that's, it's very important to start off on those grades and jump on them as early as ninth grade. And even in our school, we have some eighth graders that take ninth grade classes, just focusing on those core classes and getting them prepared for the future that they want to have. So education is very important, because I don't see anywhere outside of the professional ranks you don't have school and sports lined up together, you know, so.
No doubt. And I mean, and as we're speaking with Mario Smith, and Mario, you've been at the levels, you've played the game, you've coached the game, you see what it is from a firsthand standpoint, you know, as far as getting kids into college. Talk about that, because I think people are very interested in, you know, I mean, because you have the basis and the knowledge of what it takes. And a lot of parents really don't get interested until high school. And mostly their kids are juniors already or becoming seniors, and it's kind of late by then.
Yes. I mean, it's a process that has to start as early as their eighth grade year, just understanding the information that goes into registering for the NCAA, taking the SAT. So a lot of that information that needs to be conveyed to the parents, it's really simply on the website, but if we don't know, we don't go searching for it. I think a lot of us get focused on just seeing the player play and kind of wanting to see them move off their athleticism, but understanding what the college coaches are wanting from the get-go. They're coming in looking at core classes. They're not looking at the electives. So that's the main thing that's of importance when you have a child that's wanting to seek a scholarship at any level, you know, right. And then there's money for students that have high grades. You know, you have Bright Futures here in Florida, Bright Futures Scholarship, which pays up to, I think, about 75% of their college tuition, as long as they maintain a certain GPA. So there are plenty of different programs, but the main thing is to make sure that they're on top of their core classes from day one and not letting that slip, because you know, I've had an experience where coaches come in to see the player, say, "Coach, we don't even want to see the player. We want to see his transcripts." You know, the first thing they want to see is transcripts. We know he can play. We've seen him on film. What are his grades look like? And having good grades is an indicator of a player being able to study film and doing all those things. So all of that stuff always transfers over, you know. So education, like I said, there's no such thing as a dumb athlete, because you spend a lot of time in the classroom educating yourself on how to play this game, and that stuff transfers over even into your book work, and your book work transfers over into that, you know. Right. Going from a playbook in high school of maybe 15, 20 pages to college, you got a 300-page playbook that you have to go over, and you have to know the terminology, you have to know all the different things that the coach has gone over before you get on that field, or you're going to find yourself in the back of the depth chart. So the education portion is huge all the way around.
Before we let you go, talk about the game Saturday. Give all the details, time, how much cost, whatever it's involved for people to come out and see some of the top seniors in South Florida.
Okay. The game is being held here at my Lander Stadium, Ted Hendricks Stadium, which is in Hialeah. And it's going to happen at 5:30 p.m. That's the kickoff. And it's going to be a $10 entry fee, and it's going to be $5 for students who have IDs. We invite everybody to come out and see these guys. These guys just had a tremendous scrimmage in front of me, and the coaches and the kids are out here excited. So it's a wonderful thing to see these kids come out and compete. And we look forward to having everybody come out and join us at this private versus public game.
Good stuff. Well, we'll see you out there on Saturday. Again, thanks so much for doing everything that you do, because it kind of elevates. It gives somebody else an opportunity, Mario, to, you know, a kid an opportunity to have something that they wouldn't have had. And I know that you have a lot of other things in the works. We'll talk about that coming up in the next couple of weeks. But, again, thanks so much. We'll all be out there, public versus private, Saturday, 5:30, Mylander. Best seniors around in Dayton, Broward County, that do not have, for the most part, somewhere to go next year. Again, thanks so much, Mario. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Larry. Good stuff. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Mario Smith, a tremendous guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.